You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
All right. Just to let you know, why are we going to talk about Lordship today? All right, because it all started back in 1984 when our very senior pastor, Pastor Steve, where we saw it in the video, there were 65 Americans who went here to plant a church. They were seeking and looking for direction. San ba pwede magplant ng church? San ba yung tipong, you know, God will make such a move of all Manila, where would be the right place? And as they seek the Lord and ask advice from other leaders, they end up starting and birthing a church in New Belt where there were students. And so what happened was, after a month-long outreach, isang month po, yung mga 65 Americans na po, yung 60 of them went back, but 5 of them stayed, where the couple, Pastor Steve and his wife, was the one who will really pastor the church. 165 out of that 30-month-long outreach, 165 po yung na-disciple. That was the birth of Victory. And so what happened was, Pastor Steve, who basically have our Tandem Cinema basement as our meeting place, meron ho dung Dunkin' Donuts sa gilid. I remember going to that Dunkin' Donuts. I came in back in 1986, all right? And I remember somebody was doing one-to-one with me dun sa donut, sa Dunkin' Donuts na yon. He was telling us the story about seeking God and asking God, what will be the catapult, the very foundation where we're going to build this ministry? And he was seeking and praying God. And he wrote in that Dunkin' napkin, that Dunkin' paper, all right? He wrote there, this church is going to exist simply to honor God. Everybody say, honor God. Back in 1984, until today, this is the very heartbeat of what we want to do. We want to honor God. And to put simply, when we say honor God, right from the very beginning until today, we want to say Jesus, period. Nothing less, nothing more. Anything we do in this ministry, in our own lives, is about Jesus and Jesus alone. That's why Jesus, period. Big question, why Jesus, period? Why is that? Based on the scripture that we read a while ago, the Bible tells us that He's the image of the invincible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him, by Christ, all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers, rulers or authorities, all things were created by Jesus and for Jesus alone. Here's the very point. Jesus, period. Why is that? Because number one, Jesus Christ is God. A lot of people doesn't believe that Jesus Christ is God. The very reason why you are alive today, it's because God granted us the life that sometimes we don't even deserve. The reason why we exist today, Victory Metris started back in 2009, that I never thought I'll end up pastoring this church, is because Jesus gave us the go signal and let us start this church. In other words, Jesus is God 100%, but He's also 100% man. God has to find a way. God has to find a way, a solution for man to be reconciled to God. He's been faithful from the time of Noah. He has so many covenants being made from Noah to David and so on and so forth. Man is completely, he has shattered and destroyed that kind of covenant, even until today. But he has to make such a move. Such a move that even the devil can even think that God can be a man through Christ. When we say Jesus Christ is God, we could simply also say Jesus Christ is the Lord of all. And when we say Lord, it means what? Jesus Christ is the supreme being, the absolute Lord and Master. Imagine, lahat po na nakikita natin dito sa mundong ito, at hindi pa natin nakikita, at yung mga invention na namamangha tayo just to see Apple and Mac, and all the gadgets, we haven't seen anything yet. It boils down not on man who created that, but it boils down still on the power of God who gives the man the ability to perform, invent, and discover all things. Apart from God, apart from Jesus Christ, man is absolutely nothing. Because Jesus is not only equal to God, He is God. He's the exact representation of who God is. And yet, by Him, He sacrificed Himself for us to relate, for us to be brought back to God. He reveals God to us, and yet He's the supreme over all creation. There's nothing in this world that God didn't give a go signal. And Jesus Christ says, let's do it. Therefore, Christ is supreme over all creation, including the spirit world. I had a privilege to visit my family in the States first time back in 95. After my missionary journey to when we started the church in Latvia, Riga, Latvia, in the former Soviet Union. Na dinay po ako ng visa sa US, so I went in a different path. I went to Europe to start a church, help start a church there. And when I went back, the first team that went to start a church in Guam was already there, and then I applied a visa. And so what happens, it took 1 year where I received a word from God, yeah, it's a go, your family's there, because there's no way for me to see my family other than for me to get a visa. And so what happened was, I prayed and God says go, but I didn't receive the visa right there and then. It took a while for me to get that visa. But true enough, back in 95, I got the visa. And my first time, when I went to the mainland, they were all shocked, my whole family, because they knew there was no way for me to get to the United States. I had this privilege of going there. I was below 18, below 20, where ano po ako, petition po ako, but I turned it down. So there's no way for me to go to the States. But I had the privilege by through this outreach that God granted me the visa. So anyway, I saw them. My cousin, all right, brought me to this place in Hollywood. All right, I don't know if you see that place where there's a, remember the mountain where there's a word there, Hollywood? Sa likod po niyan, there's a little museum, a small museum, that you could check out all the different galaxies, all right, outside the solar system. And so, there was this picture that I was so overwhelmed that depicts the whole galaxy, all creation. All right? The only way I could describe it is just like this. If this is the whole galaxy, all right? Just the whole of it. You know where the solar system is? For example, the whole, this whole backdrop here at my back. The whole solar system is just a dot somewhere right here. It's a dot looking at the whole cosmic galaxy. Solar system, my friend. You're talking about Mercury, Venus, Mars, Earth, Jupiter, Neptune, Pluto, Saturn, all. It's just a dot here that I was just thinking, man, this small planet called Earth is right in that small dot where God has brought this so-called life. And to me, I was so overwhelmed. I said, what a world. God created all that, and yet we were so small, and we are so special because God has created life within us. Let's make it personal. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. The starting point of what we do is the honor of God. The end of what we do is the honor of God. The ultimate intention of why we do what we do, whether family, business, whatever you do in life, is simply the honor of God. And that's why we call this Jesus, period. Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and He should be Lord of all in our own lives. The thing is, here in this world, He can be replaced as God. Christ can be replaced by money, by our own success. He can be replaced by beauty. He can be replaced by talent. He can be replaced by your advocacy, what you believe for. He can be replaced by your own business. And nobody will admit, no, of course Jesus is my Lord. Oh, really? Every area of our lives, He can be replaced. And that's why we strive so much and ask the Holy Spirit to show us in every way He can, so that we'll be convicted if there's anything in our own soul, in our own minds, in our own lives that doesn't show us pleasing God, Him being Lord. May we repent of it. There was one man who said, if Christ is not Lord of all, then He is not Lord at all. Do you get that? He should be 100% Lord of our lives. That's why He's worthy of our trust. Second, Colossians chapter 1, verse 17 says, He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. Colossians 1, 17, Amplified Bible says, and He Himself existed before all things. Bago pa ho itong mundo na to, nandiyan na siya. In Him all things consist, cohere, are held together. Everything boils down of Christ being the center of it all, that He's not just Lord of all, but He's the center of everything that He created. In other words, Jesus Christ manages every atom of the universe. He manages the universe in such the way that He keeps it from chaos and confusion. Dito nga na sa, dito sa, di ba, pag nagda-drive lang tayo, maiba mo lang, siguro ilang segundo lang yung traffic light. Gulo na yan. Yung mga taxi drivers, jeepney drivers, including us, aminin, gusto natin mag-cut, magka-cut tayo, gusto natin unahan pag nasa intersection tayo. Why? Because it's who we are, it's our sinful nature. A few seconds that will change the traffic light, it's gonna be chaos. Think about that. God is so perfect that He manages all the atoms of the universe to be in order. Kaya nga, ngayon, wala na lalason. Kaya medyo mag-spread ang virus. Thanks be to God na address, okay, na address yung issue, na hinto, yung mga all these kinds of, you know, outbreaks, including AIDS and all that. Thank God for the discoveries. Why is that? Because Jesus is and should be the center of everything. The universe has order because Jesus Christ is managing it out of His limitless power. And here's the point. Our ultimate goal is this. Jesus is, should be the center, the superstar, the chief cornerstone, the foundation of our own lives. Let's boil it down to our own church. We strive everything we can to make Jesus the center of everything we do here. I thank God for the gift. I thank God that He has given us the gift to minister to you. And I want to say this. I'm humbled. I'm grateful to pastor you. I know very well that I don't deserve it. It's only by the grace of God that caused me to have that gift and caused me to change in order for me to be the man of who I am today. Apart from Him, I'm nobody. That's why there's nothing to brag about in this ministry that we could say, victory is growing because of this particular man. Kidlatan tayo ni Lord. My prayer and our desire since 84 until today and the coming years that Jesus here in victory will always be the center and the superstar, no one else except Him. Can you say a big amen to that? Sad enough that there are churches that the center is not Christ, but the preacher. That we have this so-called man of God syndrome. That everything boils down to the preacher. Na pag hindi nag-preach na ganito, alright, nagre-reklamo yung iba. Kasi ang gusto, yung personality, kasi yung pastor magaling, yung pastor ganito, ganyan, ganyan. Thank God we don't have like this here. I remember I was preaching at 9 a.m. service. I just showed up and just leave it to Pastor Winston. Thank God that we have the same kind of number in our 3 p.m. And I heard that 1 p.m. service, there's no room for people to come in. Very first time that we have to close our 1 p.m. service starting today. Somebody texted me, one of my staff. And that's why we are starting another 1 p.m. service at the cinema, at our cinema, Cinema 7. Sad to say, a lot of people focus on the experience-centered church rather than the person of Christ. Gusto nila yung experience. Gusto nila yung presence ni Lord. E paminsan, they miss the presence from the very person of the presence. Some focus on the doctrine-centered. Doctrine is very important. It is important. But it's not the ultimate. The person of Christ is the ultimate. Because He's the one who grants us the foundation and the sound doctrine the way we build His church. Some has cost-oriented church focus on a certain mission, a certain vision. Let me tell you, the ultimate vision of the church is Christ Himself rather than what we do for Him. It's what He has done for us and not what we're going to do for Him. Are you here with me? It's not the fellowship-centered thing that we focus on one another, caring for the church community rather than Christ, the center of it all. It's not the people-centered kind of church. We are for people. We're standing with you. We're serving you. But it's not about all of our needs being met. Because we are not God. The church is not God. The church is us. But apart from Christ being the center, that's why we teach you about faith. We teach you about love. We teach you about trusting Him. Out of the impossibilities that we face every single day, it's not the church, but it's Christ Himself. It's not about the meeting itself, where it's always about excellence. You know, we commit mistakes so much. A lot of times in our leadership, we have made some bloopers and blunders. And that's okay. We learn from that. That's why we grow in our leadership. We grow in our spiritual walk. Why is that? Because of the mistakes. But we got to focus on Christ being the center of it all. What about you personally? Is Christ the center of your lives? What about the way you handle money? Is Jesus the Lord over your money? Or you are the Lord over your money? What about your marriages? Is Jesus the center of that marriage? What about your family? Sino nasusunod sa family? Yung mga bata ho ba? Na pag umiyak na yan, let it be done. Kung ano inaas nila, bibigyan na lang natin. Who is the center of our lives? Personally, who is the center of your life? God can be replaced. I remember a story in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 41 to 42, where Joseph and Mary was bringing their son Jesus as a custom, all right, to the temple. And there were so many people there, all right? And in the midst of the church life like this, in the midst of so many activities and many people out there, They lost Christ. Nawala ho si Jesus. Hindi nila mahanap. And some way in our own lives, maybe in our walk with God, you started right. But would Jesus be still the center of our lives? Where's Christ in you? Where's Christ in your own life, in your own marriages, in your family? You could be here today, and yet, you can lose Christ. Our prayer is that, Lord, you may always be the center of our lives, the center of our minds, the center of our time, that you and you alone. That's why we call it Jesus, period. Number three. Sorry, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. How do we respond to this? Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription. The Lord knows those who are His, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must what? Turn away from? If you're here today, if you're confessing Christ as Lord, the Lord knows who you are. And here's what the Word of God says. If you're that person, you must turn away from anything the Bible calls sin. All kinds of wickedness, that the focus is yourself and your desire, the Bible tells us, turn away from it. If Jesus is the center, He could change your life. I want us to watch this video and see for ourselves how can the Lord, the one to change our lives. Let's check this out.
Ang dami kong tanong. Bakit hindi ako katulad ng iba? Bakit iba yung gusto ko? Itong lito ako. Inusto ko ng damit pang babae. Sinubukan ko talaga. Kompleto sa mascara, eyeliner, at lipstick. Pero sabi ko, hindi ako babae. Lalaki ako. Magpapakalalaki ako. Nagkaroon ako ng girlfriend. Pero naghiwalay din kami. Hindi ko maintindihan. Sino ba talaga ako? Sino ba talaga si Ariel? May mga kaklase ako na palaging nag-i-invite sa akin sa isang youth service. Sumama ko. Baka dito ko mahanap yung sagot. May kulang talaga sa akin eh. Hindi ko alam kung ano. Baka dito mahanap ko yung kukumpleto sa akin. Pagkatapos ng service, sumali din ako sa group nila. Nandiyaga ng Victory Group Leader. Tinulungan niya akong maintindihan sino si Jesus. Sino ako? Laking pasasalamat ko na natagpuan ako ni Jesus. Ako si Ariel. Hindi na ako nagdadalawang isip pa. Wala na pag-aalinlangan sa puso ko. Tinapon ko na lahat ng mga damit pang babae kasi hindi yun ang para sa akin. Isa akong lalaki na ginawa ni God. I was fearfully and wonderfully made. When I met Jesus, everything changed.
How many of you believe that if Jesus is the center, then no matter what, everything is possible? You know, sometimes the truth hurts, but it will set you free if you let Jesus be the one to set you free. Why? Because He deserves to be the center of our lives. Can you say amen? Amen. We're not done yet, right? Jesus, period. Number three, Jesus Christ is the head of the church. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, and He's the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning and the firstborn. Firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything, everybody say everything, He might have the supremacy. And NASB says, so that He Himself will come to have the first place in everything, that in all things He may have the preeminence. When we say Jesus Christ is the head of the church, here's what we want to say. Jesus is first and He is the priority. The Bible tells us that He's the beginning and He's the end. All right, when we say that He is everything, what we're trying to say is that Jesus is the supreme master, that everything boils down to Him, the head of the church. Who is the church? Us. The life giver is the head. And that's the reason why we could function well, because apart from us being disconnected to the head, we're done, we're meat. Or nothing. We're just like animals. But thanks be to God, God has given us life. Thanks be to God that Ariel encountered Christ. somebody cared enough and somebody shared one-to-one that caused him to attend the youth service and yet experience the powerful, transforming lives of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the head of the church. He's the first and the last. He is our top priority, and He calls the shots. Folks, sad to say, there's a lot of people who are sincere but miss the point. Many people today are sincere, yet they are ignorant about the Bible. They just come here and go, Sunday goer. They're cool about it. Parang, just like any religious guy out there on a Sunday, yeah, they're going to show up. They're going to show up in time. But guess what? They don't know about the Bible. There's no room for growth. They're just attending and yet really miss the point. Why? Because they are sincere and yet ignorant. Some are sincere but yet independent. They attend worship service but yet not connected to the church, which is Jesus is the head of the church. Not attend victory groups. Again, they just showed up. All right, they don't know what's going on. There's no spiritual growth. They are alone. They're just like a solo Christian. And what do you expect? The devil wants that. He wants you to be alone. He doesn't want you to be friends with other Christians who could pray for you and encourage you and build you up and speak life to you. And there's a lot of people like that. You might be the church, but yet you are disconnected with the head. That's why this is a church, and this is what church life is about. Some are sincere, but living in bondage. They wanted to serve God, yet they've been prevented from habitual sin. Sin pattern that they can't get out. Saka na, magbabago muna ako. Ilang beses na yan eh. Saka na ako mag-attend ng victory group pag nagbago na ako. I promise you, you will never change. You will not. Your sinful nature, your pride, cost you not to grow. It's not even the enemy. Why? Because of a certain sin that keeps you away from God. Are you here with me? And it's destroying you. Some are sincere. Some are not sincere at all. They just don't obey God. They're just religious kind of people. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22 says, "And God placed all things under His feet and appointed Him to be head over everything for the church." Folks, if Jesus is the head of our church, meaning us, if Jesus is our head, He is Lord and Master, then He should be first. Then He is a priority. I'd like to say this. One of our values here is really about family. But I want to say this for the record. Our families, they are not our priority. Ouch. I want to say that again. Our families are not our priority. Jesus is. Jesus comes first. And everything boils down next. If Jesus is first, then our families follows. Your business follows. And the Word of God says, "Then all these things shall be added unto you." Folks, it's about Jesus. That there is nothing to add about what He has done. Nothing to subtract about what He has done. What He did was everything that we all need. If Jesus is the head, then our life is dependent on Him, for Jesus is the source of our lives. In conclusion, again, if Christ is our God, meaning He's Lord of all, if Christ, who holds all things together, meaning He is the center of our lives, if Christ is the head of our church, He is our first and our priority, then there's a goal that we want to do. What is that? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9. Here's what the Word of God says. Let's read it all together at the count of three. Right there. 1, 2, 3, go. We make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home, in the body, or away from it. If Jesus Christ is our God, He's Lord of all. If Jesus Christ, who holds together, that He's the center of our lives. If Jesus Christ is the head of the church, meaning He is first, and He's the priority, then our goal is to please Him in every way. Church, in our lives, it's not about you. It's never about us. And it will never be about us. And here's the main point as we go. Jesus is the central focus of everything we do in life and ministry. He's at the center. He's first. He's priority. He's Lord of all. We are here to please and honor God. In other words, Jesus, period. There is no other. There will be no other. And there can be no other. Jesus, period. I'd like us to watch the second video. It's basically a continuation of what happened to the first video with Ariel. Okay, can we watch this?
Ako si Japheth, 20 years old nung nasampahan ng kaso dahil sa pambubugbog. Bumuhi yung mundo ko nung araw na yun. Nung tumatakbo sa isip ko nung nangyari yung pagkakataon na yun, sobrang natatakot ako. Iniisip ko kapag nakulong ako, masisira yung takbo ng buhay ko. Masisira lahat ng mga pangarap ko. Parang natatakot ako maranasan yung makapasok sa loob ng isang kulungan. Nalaman ng mga classmate ko na nasampahan ako ng kaso ng serious physical injury. Alam nila na wala akong pambayad, kaya yung ginawa ng mga classmate ko, nag-ambagan sila para mapiyansahan nila ako. Doon ko nalaman na tunay silang kaibigan, na may malasakit sila sa akin, na mapagmahal silang kaibigan. Yung sitwasyon na yun, yung nangyari sa buhay ko, ay yung ginamit ni Lord para mapalapit ako sa Kanya, para makilala ko siya. Yung pinaka nakakatuwa doon, yung schoolmate ko na binubuli ko, siya pa yung mismo yung nag-one-to-one sa akin. Siya pa yung nag-disciple sa akin. Ngayon, nagli-lead na rin ako ng sarili kong victory group. Sa victory group, nasi-share ko yung buhay ko, kung paano binago ni Lord yung buhay ko. At sobrang natatouch sila kapag nalaman nila na ganun tao ako dati.
Grabe, no? Naintindihan niyo ba yung video? Si Japheth, gang member, may binubuli. Nangyari po, okay, nagkaroon ng kaso, may binubog. Okay, yung binubog nila, di ba, may dumating na polis, nahuli, nakulong. So, nangyari po, nasa kulungan siya, hindi niya alam gagawin niya. And so, yung binubuli niya, na dating bading, na-save. Lalaki na, nagbi-victory group, may sariling victory group, nagambagan sila para mabigyan piyansa para makawala si Japheth. Doon po nangyari, pinalo up niya. And because of that, it touches his heart and said, my goodness, there is a God out there. This guy that I bullied, he's a real man. And he's part of his group. And right now, he's doing his own victory group. Here's what the Word of God says for the last time. Our last scripture, Colossians 1:20 says, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things. Everybody say to reconcile. All things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. Our topic today is about lordship. God wants to reconcile Himself to you. If there's anything in your life that Christ is not Lord, He's not here to condemn. He's here to reach out to you. His grace is the one who could change you. His grace is the one who could provide for you. His grace is the one who could provide the strength that you all need because you're weak. Everything boils down to what Christ has done. Why is that? Because Jesus is Lord of all. He's the center. He's first. And he's the priority. Simply we say, Jesus, period. Can we just bow our heads right now and close our eyes? Let's bow our heads right now and close our eyes. Thank you, Lord. I believe the Holy Spirit is here. And even as we start this anniversary feel, the Sunday, I believe God wants, He's gracious, He's merciful. You're here today is because of Him. You're alive today because of Him. Yung pinag-pray mo na hindi mo kalain, sasagutin Lord, sinagot niya. Why? Because He's real. He's with you. He's for you. He's not against you. He never condemns anybody. But yet, He wanted you. He wants the fullness of you for you to say, Jesus is the Lord of my life. He's first in His priority. He's the center. If Jesus is not the center, if He is not Lord, He's not a priority. Would you make Him a priority today? Would you make Him and say, Lord, I repent. Those who confess the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. I believe the Lord is speaking to us right now. I believe the Holy Spirit is here. I believe He wants to minister to you. Lord, I pray that You will sweep us with Your conviction. Holy Spirit, I pray that You sweep, Lord God, every heart yearning and longing for You like never before. Lord, You want to be first, and You should be first. And that's why, Lord, today we repent of anything, Lord God, that stands in the way. We repent, Lord, anything that hinders. We say sorry, Lord God, that we never put You first. We say sorry for our own compromises. Sorry for giving in to our own sinful nature. Sorry, Lord God, for this habitual sin. Sorry, Lord God, that until today we're not yet part of the church life called Victory Groups. Lord, we are sorry that, Lord, our growth is stagnant, that we can't grow apart from You, Lord. But yet, Lord God, thank You that You're here. And I'm asking You, Lord Jesus, with the power of Your Holy Spirit, that You will cause every heart to be with You like never before. Lord, I pray that we will put You first in our own lives. Just ask God the Lord. Just ask God. Ask God to come in and make Him once again your priority, the center of our life.